Hey everybody, welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. Wow, it's a big election day today. It's Super Tuesday. If you haven't voted yet, get out there and vote. If you already have voted, great, good job, great job. Really proud of you. If you were waiting for a daily celebrity news podcast to give you the permission to vote, I, Kate Raft, as the host of Celeb News Ride Home, I give you permission to vote. Go ahead and vote. I know that's why you're listening to celebrity news podcasts, right? So that you can hear someone tell you to vote. Oh my God. But you know, good job to all the voters out there. Congratulations. I voted early so I could be here today to focus on celebrities, okay? Speaking of celebrities, I want to quickly shout out Kylie Jenner's braid. You're doing amazing, sweetie. Kylie Jenner posted this picture of herself on Instagram. She's on vacation in the Bahamas, and she put in like some kind of clip-in extension braid that is so long, it drags all the way on the ground. It looks really weird and kind of gross, and I love it. I think that my theory is that Stormy really wanted to go jump roping, but Kylie was like, jump ropes are for poor people. You have to jump rope using my braid. I don't know. Is that crazy? I just love it. I love when celebrities wear accessories that just make them look super gross. And this braid looks kind of gross, and I'm here for it. All right, let's get to today's topics, shall we? Rumors are flying that Leonardo DiCaprio married Camila Morrone and she's allegedly pregnant. Northwest rapped at Kanye's fashion show and allegedly stole a 4-year-old rapper's beat and didn't credit her. There's major drama going on between Megan Thee Stallion and her label. Dylan Farrow is speaking out about Woody Allen's upcoming memoir. And finally, Jessica Biel was spotted out and about without her wedding ring. Ah! Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. OK Magazine's upcoming cover story is allegedly this wild rumor about Leonardo DiCaprio secretly marrying a secretly pregnant Camila Morrone. And I love it. Is this a wild, possibly unsubstantiated rumor? Absolutely. Does it have absolutely, probably no facts to back it up? Sure. I'm sure that's true. Do I think that the headline is correct? I do. I feel it in my heart that they are secretly married and that she's secretly pregnant. I just have a gut feeling about it, okay? The OK Magazine cover story apparently comes out this Friday, but celebrityinsider.org, a website I've never heard of until today, allegedly got the scoop on OK's cover story and covered it on their website. Celebrity Insider wrote that a source who spoke to OK allegedly said, quote, Leo and Camila secretly got married shortly before the Oscars. They've been trying to keep the news quiet, but decided it was time to finally let some of Leo's showbiz pals and his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood co-stars in on the secret. They told everyone at one of the after parties, and of course, there were lots of hugs, cheers, and tears of joy. End quote. Here's why I believe that this is true. Leo almost never brings a date to award shows, and he actually brought Camila. She sat in the audience, watched the Oscars. If they were married, that would make sense. That would make her different from the rest of the girls he's dated. In fact, he and Camila seem to be super, super serious. And I'm thinking, huh, maybe it's because they're married or they're having a baby or both or whatever. This is all just my conspiracy theory. I'm going to go ahead and throw a big fat allegedly right here. Allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. Anyway, apparently another source, or maybe the same source who spoke to OK, hinted that Camila might be pregnant. That source said, quote, there's buzz that Camila's pregnant. Camila and Leo both want to be parents and have been hinting that they're trying. If the rumors are true, their loved ones would be over the moon, end quote. I mean, I gotta say, this tracks for me. Leo is at that age where he's kind of ready to Clooney up and have some babies after a long stint of being a party boy. And listen, Camila's a little young, she's 22, but if this is all true, I commend and celebrate her for being the one to lock Leo down. Get that money, girl, have a DiCaprio baby. And also, I guess if you're in love, that's great too, you know, that's fine. the Kardashians are experts when it comes to starting drama and being messy. And I guess they're trying to teach their children the family trade at an early age because Northwest is in some hot water right now. Yesterday, Kanye had his Yeezy fashion show in Paris, and instead of playing one of his songs or performing one of his songs, Kanye had his six-year-old daughter, Northwest, get up there and rap what I thought was a cute original rap. And honestly, listen, I loved it. It was so adorable. I loved it. It was like really cute. Northwest is like, seems very confident and like talented and creative. At one point, she like screamed into the mic. Here, I'll just play you like a tiny clip of North's performance. I gotta say, I like it. I think it's kind of cool for like a little girl to get up there and rap and like do weird stuff, like scream into the mic. I'm into it. I'm definitely not against North doing stuff like that. I think it's cool. She's already majorly in the spotlight. She's a child reality star, basically. So why not do something creative with that platform? But apparently the rap wasn't all that original. North allegedly stole the track from a four-year-old rapper named Zaza, and neither Kanye nor Kim made a point to credit the original creator of the track. Zaza, who's, and I can't stress this enough, literally 4 years old, was clearly upset that the track wasn't properly credited on social media. Zaza's account, which is obviously run by her parents because she's four, tweeted, quote, "In July of 2019, Zaza and her dad went into the studio for the ultimate experience to finally begin making the music she wanted to make. We take pride in creativity and believe whether a child's involved or an adult, creativity deserves respect/homage. What at Kim Kardashian, Kanye West are doing with their daughter, with the inspiration of Zaza and our family in mind, is okay. We not mad, but please show love and support to the original first," end quote. Zaza's account also retweeted several people who were clearly upset about the lack of credit. One tweet from Niecy Baby XO said, quote, "No, ma'am, the fact that they took a beat/song from someone and didn't credit them is whack. Credit Zaza," end quote. Kim eventually did respond to Zaza's parent-run Instagram account, writing in a comment, quote, "Today's performance of North's remix of Zaza's song was something she asked to do at the last minute and a complete surprise. I didn't mean to not give credit where credit was due. Would love for the girls to meet soon," end quote. Kim then tweeted the video out again of North performing the song. This time she credited Zaza. I personally think maybe they should give Zaza some money for like using the song, but I guess credit is enough in this scenario. I'm not the one to decide that anyway. E! News is saying that the beef has been squashed. They wrote about this saying, quote, "Before you jump to conclusions, this is not another Kardashian celeb feud to keep up with. As Zaza's parents responded to Kim on their Instagram stories, quote, all good, all love," end quote. So I guess it's all good, all love. Shout out to 4-year-old rapper Zaza.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, so Megan Thee Stallion had a hot girl summer last year, and now her label is trying to completely ice her out. She signed a contract with 1501 Certified Entertainment when she was 20 years old, and after skyrocketing to the top of the charts, she started to realize that maybe she didn't have a very great contract, and she asked if she could renegotiate it. But why would I explain this situation to you when you could just listen to Megan Thee Stallion do it? Here's a clip from one of her Instagram lives where she's venting about the whole thing.
When I signed, I didn't really know what was in my contract. I was young, I think I was like 20. And I didn't know everything that was in that contract. So when I got with Roc Nation, I got real management. I got real lawyers. And they was like, do you know that this is in your contract? And I was like, oh damn, that's crazy. No, I didn't know. So I'm not mad at 1501. I wasn't upset, cause I'm thinking in my head, oh, well, everybody cool. We all family. It's cool. It's nice.
But it didn't seem like they were that cool after all. Listen to this next part.
Soon as I said, I want to renegotiate my contract, everything went left. Like, it just all went bad. It all went left. So now they're telling the bitch that she can't drop no music.
So this is about how she wanted to release new music and they were trying to block her because she simply asked to renegotiate her contract. She continues.
Wasn't trying to leave the label. Wasn't trying to not give nobody money that they feel like they entitled to. I just want to renegotiate some.
So yeah, her label is trying to block her from releasing the new music, but now she has received a restraining order against them that grants her the right to release new music, which she plans on doing this Friday. Here's TMZ's explanation, quote, Meg went on the offensive by filing suit Monday against 1501 Certified Entertainment and its honcho, Carl Crawford. As you know, she's pissed about the contract she signed with the label back when she was 20 and claims it's now blocking her from releasing new music because she wants to renegotiate. A district judge in Harris County, Texas, granted Megan a temporary restraining order, which prevents her label from blocking the music she plans to drop on Friday. End quote. I mean, if what she's saying is true, it sounds like her contract was absolutely terrible. TMZ wrote about it too, saying that she makes almost nothing from touring and she only gets 40% of her recording income. But out of that 40%, she has to pay all the engineers, mixers, featured artists, etc. So like whatever's left from that 40% after paying everyone is what Megan gets to keep. And I'm like, not a music industry expert and I'm not good at math and I'm not even that smart, but that doesn't seem like a lot of money, especially considering at this point she's like a household name, a proven hit maker. I mean, come on, give Megan Thee Stallion what she deserves. Anyway, Megan's attorney, Richard Bush, spoke to TMZ about the whole thing and said, quote, we are very happy the court granted our TRO and thrilled that the world should be able to now hear Megan's new music on March 6th. We will now proceed with the other claims set forth in the lawsuit, end quote. Just a heads up, this next topic is about sexual assault and Woody Allen. Okay, so I have a theory that every famous person has one memoir check that they can cash in at any time whenever they need money. Like if you're famous, someone will probably pay you to write a memoir so you can just always cash that check in. It's like a little check that sits in your back pocket. It's why reality stars always write really bad memoirs as soon as they feel like their reality TV money is running out. Anyway, the disgraced movie director Woody Allen finally needed to cash in his memoir check because I guess no one in the US wants to finance his movies anymore. HuffPost summed up the book deal with Hatchet Book Group's Grand Central Publishing, writing, quote, the memoir was generally thought to be unpublishable in the Me Too era, but it was quietly purchased last year, end quote. Now, Woody Allen's estranged daughter, Dylan Farrow, who stands by her accusation that the director sexually abused her as a child, is calling out the publishers for putting this book out into the world. In a Notes app screenshot tweet, Dylan wrote, quote, this provides yet another example of the profound privilege that power, money, and notoriety affords. Hatchet's complicity in this should be called out for what it is, and they should have to answer for it, end quote. She also stated that she wasn't contacted by any fact checkers for the memoir, and she also called out the publishing company for their hypocrisy in publishing Woody's book after they had already published her brother Ronan Farrow's book, Catch and Kill, which was literally about taking down a sexual abuser, Harvey Weinstein. Anyway, Woody Allen's memoir is called Apropos of Nothing, which is like so Woody Allen. And we have no idea how much they spent on the book, but it's going to come out. It's going to come out, I guess. Okay, so this is pretty wild, actually. 3 months after Justin Timberlake got caught holding his co-star Alicia Wainwright's hand in public and canoodling, and then obviously there was the following long apology tour where Justin worked really hard to publicly rehab his relationship with his wife, Jessica Biel, it is now evident that Jessica has taken the wedding ring off, everybody. Can you believe it? She's taken the wedding ring off. After all of that, she's taken the ring off. Us Weekly described the photo, which was originally posted by the Daily Mail, saying that Jessica Biel, quote, donned a comfortable weekend outfit as she ran errands in Beverly Hills. Her left ring finger was noticeably bare, end quote. Okay, let me describe this picture for you. Jessica Biel is holding a couple of extremely full grocery bags from a pharmacy. And it looks like she's very deliberately showing her hands. Like, I think if she wanted to hide the fact that she took her ring off, she could have easily done that. She could have held the bags in a more normal way, or she could have, you know, moved the sleeves over her hands. I mean, she's wearing a very slouchy sweater. She could have hidden her hands inside the sweater somehow, but she didn't. She's like holding her hands up. The bags are like hanging off of her elbows. The hands are fully on display, everybody. I think she wants us to know that the ring is not there. You can clearly see that the ring is not there. I do think this was intentional, but I also have to say that that's my own personal thought. And I'm going to slap a big old allegedly on that one. Allegedly. I think that she allegedly really, really wants us to see that there's no ring on that ring finger, okay? Well, everybody, that's it. Thank you so much for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft on everything. You can follow the show at Celeb Ride Home on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. And if you like this podcast and you want to talk to other podcast listeners about it, head over to the Facebook group. It's a secret Facebook group, so you have to search for it. It's called Celeb News Ride Homepage. Join the fun. Or you can always DM me if you want to talk about any of these topics and you're just like, I need to get into it with someone. Go ahead, DM me at Celeb Ride Home, and I'm here to talk about it with you. I'm here for you, okay? This podcast is for you, okay? And I am here for you. Also, once again, go out there and vote today if you haven't already, or if your polls are still open, I should say. And hey, look out for all of those celebrity Instagram posts today where they smile while wearing their I voted sticker and they're all going to say something kind of like generically encouraging that says like, yes, just voted. Like if you like live in the US, like make sure you get out and vote too before the polls are closed. There's going to be so many good celebrity selfies wearing I voted stickers today. So, you know, keep your eyes out for that. That's always a fun time. It's fun. All right, keep leaving those reviews on Apple Podcasts, and guess what? I'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.